In this chapter, we present an introduction to the underpinning theory of lean manufacturing, as well as the three ways, the principles from which the observed DevOps behaviors can be derived. Our focus here is primarily on theory and principles, describing many decades of lessons learned from manufacturing, high reliability organizations, high trust management models, and others from which DevOps practices have been derived. The resulting concrete principles and patterns, and their practical application to the technology value stream, are presented in the remaining chapters of the book. The manufacturing value stream. One of the fundamental concepts in Lean is the value stream. We will define it first in the context of manufacturing, and then extrapolate how it applies to DevOps and the technology value stream. Karen Martin and Mike Osterling define a value stream in their book, Value Stream Mapping: How to Visualize Work and Align Leadership for Organizational Transformation, as the sequence of activities an organization undertakes to deliver upon a customer request, or the sequence of activities required to design, produce, and deliver a good or service to a customer, including the dual flows of information and material. In manufacturing operations, the value stream is often easy to see and observe. It starts when a customer order is received and the raw materials are released onto the plant floor. To enable fast and predictable lead times in any value stream, there is usually a relentless focus on creating a smooth and even flow of work, using techniques such as small batch sizes, reducing work in process, WIP, preventing rework to ensure defects are not passed to downstream work centers, and constantly optimizing systems toward global goals. The technology value stream. Many principles and patterns that enable the fast flow of work and physical processes are equally applicable to technology work, and for that matter, for all knowledge work. In DevOps, we typically define our technology value stream as the process required to convert a business hypothesis into a technology-enabled service or feature that delivers value to the customer. The input to our process is the formulation of a business objective, concept, idea, or hypothesis, and it starts when we accept the work in development, adding it to our committed backlog of work. From there, development teams that follow a typical agile or iterative process will likely transform that idea into user stories and some sort of feature specification, which is then implemented in code into the application or service being built. The code is then checked into the version control repository, where each change is integrated and tested with the rest of the software system. Because value is created only when our services are running in production, we must ensure that we are not only delivering fast flow, but that our deployments can also be performed without causing chaos and disruptions, such as service outages, service impairments, or security or compliance failures. Focus on deployment lead time. For the remainder of this book, our attention will be on deployment lead time, a subset of the value stream previously described. This value stream begins when any engineer in our value stream, which includes development, QA, IT operations, and InfoSec, checks a change into version control and ends when that change is successfully running in production, providing value to the customer and generating useful feedback and telemetry. Going forward, engineer refers to anyone working in our value stream, not just developers. The first phase of work that includes design and development is akin to lean product development and is highly variable and highly uncertain, often requiring high degrees of creativity and work that may never be performed again. Because of this, we expect high variability of process times. In contrast, the second phase of work, which includes testing, deployment, and operations, is akin to lean manufacturing. It strives to be predictable and mechanistic, with the goal of achieving work outputs with minimized variability. For example, short and predictable lead times, near zero defects,